leading the news this morning. More than 50 people have been killed and scores injured in a Taliban attack in western Afghanistan. It happened at a court building where the militants tried to free suspected Taliban members who are standing trial. The attackers were disguised as Afghan soldiers. A truck bomb exploded, followed by a heavy gun battle in nearby public buildings. It's the latest atrocity in a campaign of violence to undermine the government as international forces withdraw from the country. The superannuation industry is threatening to follow the mining industry's anti-tax campaign against the federal government. This follows the Treasurer's confirmation that he is in fact considering winding back super tax breaks for the very wealthy. The Financial Services Council is calling for clarification way before the May budget. Its Chief Executive John Brogdon says constant changes to the scheme are causing uncertainty and it all has to stop. Australia's kindergarten students have shown improvement in a major survey of childhood development. The second nationwide survey measures indicators including physical health, general knowledge and communication skills. Despite the improvement, it's found one in five kids are vulnerable and the figure for Indigenous children is twice as high. The United States is moving an advanced missile defence system to Guam in response to threats from North Korea. The Pentagon says it's simply a precaution against North Korea's ballistic missile threat. It comes as Foreign Minister Bob Carr warned Pyongyang to pull back or risk a full-scale military clash.